Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shouting John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
Oh, Sorry about that. We can get the music lower. We got the music going on.
Can I hear you calling? Come on, trucker, call him.
All right. Well, it doesn't hurt to get a little more Jesus worship music in there. Praise God. But we're going to jump into prayer real quick. And then today I'm going to be talking about prayer and just how important it is to pray, different types of prayer, how to pray, when to pray, what the Bible says about prayer, most importantly, and what it means to me. And we'll open up the mic at the end of the show and see what prayer means to you. And when should you pray, and why do you pray? Amen? So let's just close your eyes if you can and bow our heads, and we'll jump into prayer. We got about 20 minutes to do this, so let's pray. Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you praise for allowing us to be here tonight, Lord God. I give you praise for allowing me to take a step forward in the walk with you, Lord God, with you, by you, next to your side, with you next to me and I next to you, Lord God. Lord God, I give you thanks for protection, Lord God. Lord God, I give you thanks and glory and honor for what you've done to me, where you've brought me, how far you've brought me, Lord God, and just always being that Savior, being that passionate God that you are, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask that you allow me to deliver this message to the best of my knowledge, Lord God, and I give you praise for allowing me to deliver this message to everybody listening, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory today in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew, that was a quick prayer, but it just felt good to pray on the air, man. It's one thing to pray and then another thing to pray on the air, and it felt good to pray on the air, and I'm glad to be back in my normal routine, and hopefully we can try and bring the word every Friday as best as we can with everything I got going on, balancing, you know, work, my child, and, you know, but I always got to make room for God and make time for God, amen. I'm here doing some laundry, but I just... And hello, praise God. Sorry about that. I think we had some technical difficulties there. I was showing on my end that we were live and I was on, but for some reason people couldn't hear me. Am I loud and clear now? Amen. All right. So we're back on. It's good to be back on here. I don't know why I wasn't able to be heard, but we're back on, praise God. We're going to be talking about prayer tonight. We'll make the best of what we can. So I want to talk about what prayer means to me, how prayer saved me, how it may have saved you, how to answer a couple of commonly asked questions is when should I pray? When is it okay to pray? Is there a right way to pray? Is there a wrong way to pray? What is prayer? What does it mean to pray? You know, and I want to start off by saying that one thing that I can look back upon my past about everything that I've been through and all the steps, so to speak, that I've taken to become the person I am now all fell under one umbrella, which was prayer. And yes, I went to church. Yes, I accepted God as my Savior. Yes, I've done all that. But in the mix of all that, I was always still praying. And what made me want to talk about prayer tonight was I actually connected with my old pastor, my youth pastor. This was probably about 11, 12 years ago. And he just sent me a message on Facebook and told me, hey, Andrew, could you pray for me? I didn't know what his situation was. I didn't ask what it was. I didn't really care what it was.
he messaged me. I haven't talked to this guy for 11 years, okay? 11 years. I didn't even know how he found me on Facebook. We were not friends. And he sends me a message and say, hey, Andrew, could you pray for me? I said, yes, of course. Blaine, give me your message. Let me give you a call. Let's pray together. So I called him up. I said, hey, how are you? I said, look, I don't want to know what your situation is. I just want to pray, so let's pray. So we prayed, and I didn't know what I was praying for, but I was just praying on him and on a certain situation. A lot of the times we think that we got to turn to God and pray when we're in need, when we're sick, when we're in bad health, when we're in need, then we turn to God to pray. And yes, that's okay to do. I'm not saying that we shouldn't turn to God when we need God. That's what God is for. But are we turning to God when we don't need God? Are we turning to God in the morning when we woke up and saying, thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up today? That's not a need of God. That's just giving God thanks. So I took down a couple of notes today, and I want to kind of go over everybody with how to pray. How to pray. Because even though there's not a right or a wrong way to pray, there's kind of a level of understanding that we must understand about prayer. Because what is prayer? Prayer is the way we communication to God. So the first thing I want to talk about is praying with persistence. Praying with persistence. The number one thing that got me confused, I shouldn't say confused, was, are my prayers too short? Are my prayers not long enough? Am I being too quick with God when I pray? Does my prayer even sound good? And I want people to understand that there is a difference between a persistent prayer and a long prayer. A person who is persistent in prayer does not necessarily have to pray for a long time. Persistent means not giving up. People give up easy. They quit because they say they don't feel like praying. The joy is gone. The feeling is gone. But we are not to live by our feelings. And this is what hit home for me when I'm taking my notes and I'm reading the Bible and I have this thing on my computer about sermons and I'm reading it and it's talking about not living by your feelings. We like to live by our feelings. If something makes us angry, we're going to be angry that day. We're going to be angry that day. If something makes us sad or upset, that day is going to be sad or upset. Okay, but when I get angry, when I get mad, when I get upset, how do I turn that around? Pray. Hello, pray on it, right? But we are not to live by our feelings, but to live by the commandments of our Lord, who tells us to pray. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. Amen? The next thing I want to talk about is praying with a passion. Praying with passion. God feels energy. God knows your energy. I've caught myself praying and just saying, Lord God, do this for me. Lord God, do that for me. Lord God, deliver this for me. Deliver that for me. Lord God, get me through this. Lord God, get me through that. Persistent in something. It stands to reason that you got to be passionate about your prayer. See, prayer means a lot to me. Prayer saved me. If anyone were to ask you what saved you, my answer would be prayer. Because we cannot communicate to God without prayer. That is the only way to communicate to God is through our prayer. And the cool thing about prayer is, you see, in life, there's a lot of things we could do wrong. Made a lot of wrong. We can do bad. We could do wrong. It's not the right way to do it. This is the right way to do it. When you go to work, there's a right way to do things at work and wrong way to do things at work. You know the cool thing about praying? No wrong. You can't not pray right. There's no starting. There's no ending. There's no middle. There's no incorrect way to do this. And that's what made me so comfortable is when I heard that from my pastor and said, you can't mess up praying. You just can't. The only way you can mess up is if you don't do it. Paul says we should be vigilant. or be watchful. Jesus was passionate about his prayer life. It was something God was always doing. If we look back in the book, we're going to stay in the book of Luke tonight for probably about 90% of this scripture. If we go into Luke chapter 3, verse 1, it says, Luke 3, verse 3. I'm going to briefly touch on this tonight, but I'm probably going to have to save it for next week. But a lot of prayer that I've been doing in my past has been prayer of repentance, has been prayer of asking for forgiveness of my sins. Okay, and that's what kind of brought me to the point where I'm at now in my life, was that we never know when our life is going to end. We never know when God is ready for us and God can take us. So I constantly, every time, I even caught myself, my wife even kind of caught me doing this yesterday. Every time I feel like sin, I immediately pray for that sin. And I don't know how many times I'm going to sin a day. You know, we don't know. But we're sinners. We're born sinners. We're going to sin. But, you know, when we ask repentance of that sin, I pray probably about, I don't know, and I'm not just praying for my sins all day, but I include repentance of my sins in my prayers, and I pray a lot. I pray more to God than I talk to my wife. And it's for different things. It's for repentance of my sins. It's thanking God for something. It's thanking God for waking up, thanking God for allowing me to sleep, fall asleep, thanking God for when I eat my meal, my three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's just prayer is so, man, I could go days and days and weeks. I could end this blog talk and talk for months about how much prayer and important it is and how much it's overlooked and how much people don't do it. Sometimes we just go to church and we think our job is done for the week. We've satisfied God because we went to church on Sunday for 3 hours. And we didn't pray. And in Luke 3:3 it says, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. He came into the country of Jordan preaching the baptism of repentance. God was preaching about repentance and the remission of our sins, something that all of us must swallow, is we are gonna sin. We're born sinners. But this is why we have a God to forgive us of these sins. But how are we forgiven of our sins? Because it's not something that you're just gonna wake up in the morning and boom, blast, boom, you're forgiven of your sins. We must pray to God and ask him for repentance and remission of this sin. That is the only way that we will be saved, that we will be cleansed, that we will be repentant of our sins, is through prayer. In Luke 6:12, I'm not going to read the verse, it's a pretty long verse, but called his disciples, and he spent the whole night in prayer. Passionate prayer gives direction in your life. When you are passionate about your prayer, it will guide you into that direction that you want to be in. Third, I want to talk about praying with thankfulness. As I mentioned earlier, prayer is not always about, Lord God, give me this. Lord God, get me out of this. Lord God, I need this. Lord God, I need that. God, do this for me. God, do that for me. Snap, snap, snap. But we need to pray with thankfulness. For thankfulness, we're going to turn to the book of Philippians, if I may. And we're going to go to chapter 4, verse 6. So that's Philippians. Man, I'm just feeling God. Like, I've got these goosebumps on my body right now, on my skin. And oh, my God, I haven't felt this in a while. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, and it reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. I want to repeat verse 7. It says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Prayer will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. The devil loves when we're distracted. Amen? The devil, it's his playground. We got some distraction going on. We're starting to sniff, and the devil wants us to go across the street for that fact. Because it's very tempting, right? We talk about that word temptation a lot, right? But if we stay prayed up, like we like to call it, prayer keeps the peace of God through your heart and through your mind. And that's what kept me on direction, was prayer. I want you to understand what prayer did for me, and hopefully it did the same for you or does the same for you. Prayer for me creates dependence, meaning I am not afraid to say, if I don't feel confident about something, I don't think I'm going to land this job, or I don't think I'm going to be able to get this bill paid, or I don't think a certain way about something, I feel good about turning to God. I know he is dependable. Amen. I have someone I can depend on to get that task completed. Amen. It also helps me build my relationship with God. Prayer can handle all of this stuff. It can help me build my relationship with God. It can help me have that tighter walk with him and that closer walk with him. And it creates good gratitude for me. And it generates my side of faith for God. It shows God I am faithful to him. That's what it has done for me. And, you know, I was so impressed with myself the last other day. God, I've been trying to work on my profanity, amen, and I've been trying to get that down, and I turned to God. You know what? I usually turn to God, like I said, and I pray for my sins right away. I was about to use profanity at some point, and God taught me before I even did it. It was so amazing. Like my mouth, like, slurred. My mouth stuttered. And I'm like, wow, you know, like, God has really been working with me. It's been so amazing that I've been praying so much. I've been so prayed up that God has really taken over my mouth. Amen. God has taken over my mouth and saying, I got this. I'll do it for you. And that's the benefit that we get when we're in prayer, when we talk to God. God hears us. God feels us. A lot of things, where we're at, the person that we are now, wouldn't have been able to happen if it wasn't for prayer. You ever look back at yourself right now and who you were 9 or 10 years ago and say, man, how did I make it this far? How did I get this far? How am I here right now? I should have either been dead, strung out, on the streets, on this drug, on that drug, whatever your case may have been. How did I make it? And people never, they may think that, okay, well, I went to church and I met this pastor. Okay, great. But where you're at, it's because of God. It's because of prayer. It's because you prayed for your situation and God answered your prayers. We got 3 minutes left. I'm going to save this for next week because I got a lot that I didn't get to talk about. I got about 7 more steps that I didn't even mention because we had that little technical difficulty in the beginning. But what I want you guys to do is do a little bit of homework. And I want you to answer 2 questions that I'm going to revisit next week. And question 1 is, what does prayer mean to you? What does prayer mean to you? Just you, not in general, but what does it mean to you? And secondly, I want you to write a second question down. I'm going to ask you is, what has prayer done for you? So what does prayer mean to you, and what has prayer done for you? True homework questions, and we're going to revisit them next week. Hopefully we can open up the mics if we got anybody that wants to make a comment. We got a few minutes left here. It was great to share
Hallelujah.
A little bit about prayer and what it's done for me. Hallelujah. Sounds like we got Pastor Shaw on the line. Pastor Shaw, hello.
Hallelujah. Praise God, brother. How you doing?
All right.
Amen.
nice word you brought forth in the name of Jesus. Praise God. You know, talking about what God has done for me, what has prayer done. I mean, prayer has done so much. It's so awesome that you mentioned that because, like you said, that's our connection to God, our relationship. That's how strong you can tell a praying person by how much they're being blessed through that prayer. You can see it in their life. And I just thank God for being able to acknowledge these things, even on to what I see with you, because, you know, this prayer that we speak on is we're praying ministry, and acknowledging that prayer brought us through so much. And I just thank you for speaking on that topic on this evening. God bless you, Minister Drew. Please stay encouraged. God bless you.
Hey, God bless, Pastor Shaw. God bless. Great hearing your voice. So feel free to tune in if you want to make a last comment. If not, we do our Bible readings every day, Monday through Friday. Praise God, at 4 o'clock Pacific and 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then we got Lady Diane Shaw that comes on live with a powerful message, and we like to post that, and we'll keep you guys all in the loop with that. Hello, hello. We got a caller?
Yeah, Minister Andrew, I really enjoyed your message.
Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, this is Lady Diane Shaw, and I really enjoyed it from beginning to the end. You were just so right on point, and I can just really see the zeal and excitement in your voice, and I'm really excited to know that your prayer is working with that profanity. It's like, you know, you're so right. It's like whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, if we just learn to give it to the Lord, he's got it. You know, he's got it. So I really enjoyed you. When it comes to prayer, that's my passion. And sometimes we don't get that a long time, but pray without ceasing to me means all throughout the day I'm meditating on the Lord. I'm talking to him in my calmness and my thoughts. You know what I mean? So this was just really, really a good message, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Lady D. Lady D, ooh, man, Lady D sometimes brings the power, and I'm just sitting there in my bed, and I'm jumping up when she brings her message, and I'm in bed. Amen. So make sure you guys are listening to her message about that. And Pastor Shaw's Bible reading, I believe we're in the book of Isaiah now. Very powerful reading about that. And then there's also a way to donate. We got a PayPal account set up at Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, 1968 at yahoo.com. So feel free to donate at your will. We praise God for your donations. And thank you for tuning into my show and listening. It means a lot. I'll be back on for sure next Friday. We'll try to keep it as consistent as possible because it just feels good. I was walking around talking, and I'm getting these goosebumps, and just that's God talking to me because that's God's communication to me. By giving these goosebumps on my body about talking about prayer and just talking about the word. And God is like, yes, we're back. We're here. We're doing this, and it feels good to be back. And I've been trying to make as much time as possible, and I'm glad I was able to make the time today. So I will definitely be back on the airwaves next Friday at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Praise God. Stayed up in prayer. Amen. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness. For holiness. Stand for righteousness. And be counted among them that shall reign with him. Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends, and I would rather